This ends the committee's proceedings pursuant to House Res 581. The committee stands adjourned, and the Committee of the Judiciary for the 105th Congress slips into history, and I want to congratulate every member for contributing to challenging, productive two-year session, and see you in the next Congress. Committee's adjourned.
Okay. And with that, the House Judiciary Committee wrapped up its part of the drama this evening. That was Committee Chairman Henry Hyde. Members voted down a move to censure President Clinton, and instead they sent four articles of impeachment to the full House. So the House will begin debating next week whether to ask the Senate to put the president on trial. This will be only the second time in history that the impeachment process has gone this far. NPR's Barbara Bradley brings us up to date on that historic vote today on Capitol Hill.
The fourth article of impeachment, abuse of power, lasted only a few seconds in its original form.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have an amendment at the desk.
Immediately, Republican George Gekas of Pennsylvania stripped the article of three of the four allegations: that the president abused his office by misleading the public about his relationship with Monica Lewinsky, that he used his aides and cabinet officers to continue the deception, and that he frivolously claimed executive privilege to slow down the investigation by independent counsel Kenneth Starr. What was left was the 81 questions. Republicans say the president lied or made false or misleading statements in his written answers to the questions the committee sent him earlier this fall. Democrat Charles Schumer of New York said this article was frivolous and vague. What specifically offended the members, he asked. Was it a word, a modifier, a misplaced comma, or the answers as a whole?
The president has a right to know it. The House, when it votes next week, has a right to know it. The Senate, if God forbid we move to an impeachment trial, as it seems we are, has a right to know it. And again, there's just a lot of poorly drawn together verbiage here saying we want that man out.
Committee Chairman Henry Hyde then cited nine questions that, in the Republicans' view, were so false as to warrant impeachment. In one answer, for example, the president asserted that he was confused when Paula Jones's lawyers asked him if he had given gifts to Lewinsky. Another answer involved a conversation Mr. Clinton had with his secretary, Betty Curry, soon after the Jones deposition. In it, the president asked questions such as, "We were never alone, right?" Republicans believe Mr. Clinton was coaching Curry, but in his written answer, he said he was only getting the facts straight. Republican Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said he was offended by that response.
He did, in fact, just as recently as a few weeks ago, chose to violate his oath again, this time to the House of Representatives, the People's House. That, to me, Mr. Chairman, is very much an impeachable offense.
The debate continued for 4 hours with a predictable outcome. The abuse of power article passed 21 to 16. The committee passed three other articles along party lines yesterday. White House counsel Gregory Craig immediately criticized the process as entirely partisan and said it would have one certain result: to divide the country and tie up the business of government. And most galling, committee Democrats said, was the almost cavalier attitude of the majority. Democrats accused it of voting almost by rote without reflecting on the awesome power of impeachment. Democrat Barney Frank of Massachusetts accused the Republicans of wanting to have it both ways, sending a message by impeaching the president, believing the Senate would not find him guilty.
We are not here simply serving as grand jurors to the Senate. We are not simply framing an issue for the Senate to deal with. We are not expressing no views on this and letting the Senate try it. We are beginning the process of throwing the president out of office.
It was that kind of statement, which has been heard throughout this long week, that finally undid Republican Howard Coble of North Carolina.
We are not being vengeful. There's no lynch mob mentality over here. And for the benefit of the gentleman who said that last night, I've had knots in my gut all week because of this. I approach this, my friends, with a very heavy heart, and I'll have knots in my gut next week when we cast votes. I don't take it lightly. I don't take it gleefully at all. It's a hard chore for all of us, on that side as well as on this side.
Finally, the debate turned to finding a lesser penalty than impeachment. Robert Wexler of Florida noted that impeachment is not merely a scarlet letter, a way to brand the president in history.
What I think many of us on this side of the aisle are having such a terrible time with respect to that notion is that impeachment is much more than that. Censure is the scarlet letter. Impeachment is the removal of the president.
The Democrats then introduced their resolution to censure the president, a penalty Mr. Clinton openly pleaded for yesterday. But with Republicans in firm control of the committee, the resolution was doomed. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, the Capitol.